Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Daily Defense studios, how the heck are you today? I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every day, right here, loving it. Back from that Vegas shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show where we broadcasted this program for 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from the Sands Convention Center out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. That was a busy week, I can tell you, but they were great programs. I wanted to get to some of them last night on the Monster broadcast, but just had so much content available to me, I really didn't want to do that. I gave AWR Hawkins had the night off. Alan Gottlieb had the night off. Let everybody have a rest from SHOT. And I enjoy taking the program solo and being able to hit a whole bunch of topics with you, which I did yesterday on the Monster Show. And while I wanted to get to some of the content I covered at SHOT with Mr. Gottlieb and others, including Warfighter Tobacco and some others, I was unable to do that. But that's okay. Pick it up on the podcast. You'll hear it. That way there's no redundancy. But at the same time, we'll touch at some point during the week on the news that we got from Mr. Gottlieb on the two court cases seeking cert at Supreme Court at SCOTUS right now. I'll go into more detail about that later in the week. Other things I want to cover with you today. I hope you had an opportunity to listen to the Monster Show last night. A lot of fun. Lots of fun. Love taking the program solo and being able to dart wherever I want to go with you. And we covered a whole bunch of fun stuff yesterday. So if you get a chance, make sure to head over to armedamericanradio.com or .org. Take your pick. We got them both covered for you. armedamericanradio.com and go up to archives and listen to the shows. You can pick whichever ones you want. Go back. You can go back all the way to April of 2009 if you're so inclined to do that. They are out there from day one. But it was fun to do, and it's good to be back home. Now, you can tell I got a little bit of a cold. No big deal. Didn't come down with that SHOT Show crud. Just a little bit of a cold. Nothing major. So I apologize in advance for sounding the way I sound. Sound a little snuffy, something like that. You might hear me sneeze. Right? I'm trying to get to the mic off switch before that happens, but boy, it sure would feel good. You know what makes me so warm and fuzzy? Pull the hair. Sean says, pull the hair, pull a hair. Now, I've never heard that before. Pull the hair. You're supposed to pull a hair in your nose? What if you don't have hair in your nose?
You have a bigger problem.
It's a bigger problem. I've never heard that before, so I don't know. Let's check that out. But I guess it's supposed to make you see. I don't know. I've never heard it. But let me tell you, I'm not going to give you the visual. I'm not going to pull my nose hair while I'm on the air with you, okay? But, Sean, thanks for the heads up. I'll see about that another time.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You know what makes me so warm and fuzzy? And it really does. It truly does make me warm and fuzzy. Headlines like this. Alleged intruder kicks in door greeted with shotgun blast to the chest. Ah. Oh. Oh, let me put my pen down. Let me set down these notes. And take a breath. Let's read that again. Alleged intruder kicks in door greeted with shotgun blast to the chest. Now, I know, I hate the fact that we have to say alleged, right? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Intruder kicks in door. That's why he got shot in the chest. It's not alleged. He did it. But this makes me warm and fuzzy. Why? Because that's what's supposed to happen when you kick in somebody's door. You're supposed to get shot in the chest. That's the center of mass. And if somebody who's trained knows what they're doing, that's where they're going to shoot. They're going to pepper you with holes to the center of mass, which is your chest, your torso. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. Because you're not supposed to be kicking in the door. You're not supposed to be described in a news page as an alleged intruder. Because you aren't supposed to be kicking in doors. And if you do decide to kick in doors for a living, you can expect to get shot in the chest. This is just a natural outcome. There's nothing unusual about that. This is America. Man's home is his castle. Politically incorrect to say that anymore? That means women, too. Get over it. But that makes me warm and fuzzy, and that's why that makes me warm and fuzzy. Because the homeowner did what every homeowner has a right to do. And thank God They were armed. Now, in this particular case, the homeowner went, even as far as the law is concerned, he went above and beyond the call of duty of being an armed homeowner. He didn't have to say anything. But he warned the guy, don't come in here. I'm armed. Don't do it. Kick, kick, kick on the door. Don't do it. Don't do it. You open that door. I'm armed. Door busted open. He warned him again. Stop where you're at. I'm going to shoot. Alleged intruder chose not to do so, advanced towards the homeowner, and got shot in the chest. That's what's supposed to happen. That's the formula. It's a classic. Don't come in my house. I'm going to shoot you. Now, if you die in the process, shouldn't be kicking in doors. Now, this happened in Lakeland, Florida. I told you, if you want crazy stuff, all you got to do is look for news in Florida. Florida's always got something going on we can use in as an example. Always. An alleged intruder who kicked in a door in Lakeland, Florida, is hospitalized in critical condition after being greeted with a shotgun blast to the chest. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. Now, it's interesting to me. Definitely CQB, close quarters battle here. And a shotgun of any gauge. I'm surprised this guy's in critical condition and not already dead. Don't know how that happens, frankly. But it's 3 o'clock in the morning, so let me take you there, okay? I want you to picture your own home. Walk with me here. Picture your own home at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're asleep. You hear commotion at your door in the form of a very loud kick. And then another kick. You jump out of bed. Your heart's pounding and racing. Maybe you're in your underwear in bed because you don't wear PJs. How about that? You got to jump up. You going to put clothes on? Maybe you don't have time. Your door's being kicked in. Maybe you live in a small apartment. Your bedroom's not upstairs. Maybe it's just down the hall from the front door. And you're hearing this. You grab your shotgun. Advance towards your door. Using the hall for cover, wondering what's going on. At this stage of the game, maybe your kids are awake. Maybe they're screaming. Your wife on the phone with 911. Maybe you're alone. Nonetheless, you advance towards the door, and you see the door violently being kicked from the other side. You know what that would look like? I don't know about your door, but my door opens in. It's just a matter of time before the right kick is going to send my door splintering, and yours too. Now, here you are in the hallway. With your shotgun, screaming, stop, stop, I'm armed, stop. And it continues. Door comes blown open, and another warning issued by the homeowner. You're screaming, stop, don't move. This individual's in your home. You don't need to tell him to stop at that point. In fact, you didn't need to tell him to stop when he was kicking on your door. You could have blown right through it. Homeowner did arguably everything right. Could make the case maybe he did some things wrong that could have gotten him killed by letting the guy advance to him in his own home. That argument could easily be made. Kid's 19-year-old Gabrielle Jacobs, 3 o'clock in the morning. Homeowner, 66-year-old Michael Ives, 66 years old. You get time for this stuff in your life at 66 years old? You've been around the block, man. I don't want to have to kill you. I want to go back to bed. Why are you doing this? One more step. Boom. Gabrielle Jacobs' life is never going to be the same. Here's what his brother said. His brother decried the shooting. saying that his brother had simply wrecked a car and needed help. He was looking for help. The brother added, right now he's still alive. He does have a heartbeat. It ain't looking good. It ain't looking good at all. A charge of burglary to an occupied dwelling is pending against Jacob should he recover. He's not going to recover. He's not. And there's a reason that charge is being leveled, because he was burglarizing the dwelling. He was kicking in a door. Because any rational, normal person that needed help would say it from outside, I need help. Is anybody home? I need help. I need help. I need help. Or let's face facts, for most people have cell phones nowadays, right? Yeah. We'll be back after this. Attention, gun owners. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? Well, what if you're forced to pull the trigger in self-defense? Do you know exactly what to say and do when the police arrive? Look, these are important questions for every gun owner, and you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. That's right, I said completely free. Just visit armedandresponsible.com for instant access. In your 164-page guide and free audio book, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, what to do during a mass shooting, and more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. So you've got to hurry. You've got to hurry. And if you do act fast, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours free. Don't miss this. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. I told you, it's absolutely free. I love free stuff. So should you. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is right back at you. How the heck are you? From these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios, lots going on here. The next few months, you're going to see just a whole bunch of stuff. Lots of growth for both radio programs, the Weekend Monster Show and the Daytime Show. It's all good. Growth is always a good thing. West Texas, out in the panhandle now. That's fun. Just did some liners for Texas Station today. Picked up another few. We've got more coming. So it's great to see the growth of Armed American Radio, people wanting to talk about these things. Listen, here's the deal. Right now, today, you know what the top topic is on talk radio? And I haven't listened to any talk radio today at all because I got to do it for a living right now with you. I can promise you what it is. It's the FBI and McCabe, him stepping down or actually being forced out of the FBI. That's it. They're going to be all over it all day long. Excuse me. Ad nauseum. Every cable news show from the left, from the right. All the conspiracies coming over from MSDNC, socialist organization over there. And Fox News is going to be gloating over here. CNN doing the same thing as MSDNC, but with their own shtick, trying to masquerade it as news. At least MSDNC doesn't even bother doing that anymore. CNN ought to figure that out. But you don't get that kind of stuff. You get enough of that. You get enough of it all day. I've got good friends talking about it on the radio all day today. That's not what you get here. Get away from that stuff. We're talking about Jacobs breaking into a house, getting met with a shotgun muzzle. Because the press won't tell you about that stuff. The media won't talk about it. And unless it's a big, 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 big story, like a school shooting, more about that coming up here in the next segment, by the way, then they don't even discuss it. Even the top talkers, a lot of them are good friends of mine. Maybe that's why this show continues to grow. It's great to be able to take a break from the same crap all day long and start talking about these things that matter to you in your daily life. You carry a firearm. You're one of 16 million estimated that do carry a firearm. Over 100 million gun owners. You need to know certain things. ArmedandResponsible.com has you covered. ArmedandResponsible.com. Not going to be up there for good, but it's all free. I've been sending you there now for the last few weeks. ArmedandResponsible.com. The 164-page guide is back up. It's limited time. I did the voiceover for you. My voice sounded better than it does right now, but it's getting better. You learn a lot. If you're thinking about carrying a gun, if you carry a gun, no matter what level of training, you're going to find something in there for you. I can promise you. I was learning while I was voicing it. It was wonderful. Really fun experience. And now if you head over to armedandresponsible.com right now, you'll also get the free gun buying guide, the gun buying checklist. So take advantage of it. It's completely free. It's not somebody else's tax dollar spread around to you. The USCCA is giving it to you. Go over and get it. Learn how to keep yourself out of trouble and avoid trouble at all costs. That's the best way to win a gunfight, armedandresponsible.com. Also, the Warfighter Tobacco stuff, AAR is the promo code, warfightertobacco.com. If you want a few celebratory cigars, maybe you want to buy a box and a whole bunch of different cigars in the Pelican box, converted humidor. That thing's way cool. I have one. It's really neat. Maybe you want some accessories. Maybe you want to help out the vets and buy the Warfighter logoed stuff. Maybe you want the cool shot glass with the bullet melted into it. I got a couple of those. Maybe you want some coffee. Maybe you want to help these guys out. These guys are veterans, man. Veteran-owned company. They're the real deal. And they're sponsoring us coming up real soon, and we're going to drive traffic to you. They're giving a great discount, 10% off everything at the site, with the exception of the cigar sampler packs, because those are already heavily discounted. I can promise you they are. And they're all very good. That's coming to you from firsthand knowledge. Warfighter Tobacco. I mean, that's just a cool name. WarfighterTobacco.com. Accessories, coffee, apparel, cigars, the whole nine yards. Support these guys, man. They're great. Warfighter Tobacco. All right. Let me wrap up with the shotgun blast to the chest real quick, because that story warmed my heart. It warmed my heart. Because that is the equation right there. That's it. That is the Second Amendment in action. And the homeowner went above and beyond the call of duty in this one, frankly. Didn't have to. Don't know anything about Gabriel Jacobs. Don't know. And frankly, don't care. You're kicking somebody's house, somebody's door in, splintering their house. You're not in there to say, I need a phone. Let's get real. And thanks for AWR for writing. That's a happy ending story in my book. That's just the way it is. Why? What do I tell you? If you attempt, right? Repeat after me. If you attempt to deprive another human being, one of your neighbors, of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you have lost your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results because of the actions perpetrated against you from your intended victim, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo for you. Have a nice ride wherever you went. You earned it. You earned it. So here's the advice. Don't kick in someone's door at 3 o'clock in the morning, and this kind of stuff won't happen to you. That's the lesson to be taken away. You know, there's another, seems Florida, again. Moms Demand Action at it. Just a couple days ago, 2 days ago, Gainesville Moms March for Gun Law Changes. I want you to listen to what they say. Now, keep in mind, I want you to visualize. You got to visualize the clip here with me, okay? Very important. Because there's about 8 to 10 of them. They're pushing strollers. They got their orange shirts on. They're walking down the palm tree lined streets in Gainesville. They're shouting and they're holding up signs. Expect us. Stop gun violence. And I want you to listen to what they say and what the newscasters, how the newscasters portray this. Sean, how much time do I have? Do I have 2 minutes to do this? It looks like I'm winding down here. Yeah, I'll wait. I'll hold off. Excuse me. I'll hold off until I come back from the break because I want to play the audio clip in its entirety, and it's about 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Okay, and then I want to discuss it with you in some detail and compare it to one of the stories I covered last night, which was the bogus claim of 11 school shootings on up by January 23rd. And, of course, during this time, they said by January 27th. So an additional 4 days had gone by, and they're still parroting this. These hypocrites and liars are still parroting what we discussed about last night, the New York Times piece and Shannon Watts and the Bloomberg's 23 days into January, the 11 school shootings. I debunked that for you yesterday. I'll reiterate that for you today if you missed it, and what they're calling 11 school shootings and how these people went completely unchallenged by the media. 20 ABC, WCJB in Gainesville, Florida. And it will anger you, but don't let it bother you. Let it bother us. We'll continue to report it to you. But we'll pick it apart when we see it. We'll do it together here when we come back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Right after these messages, check out warfightertobacco.com. Use the promo code AAR. Get 10% off everything in the store except the little sample packs.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so the Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way, right? It's a group of, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 women. And they're all pushing strollers, and the news makes the cameras appear. It's just, this is a very tiny group. And they're walking through a neighborhood yelling. They walked for 2 miles. And they picked up a couple other people along the route. You know, they called it a progressive march, right? You guys stage yourself there, and it'll look like it's growing, this kind of thing. Progressives, what do you expect? But, of course, it got coverage because they call the news. They say, hey, cover this. Take a listen to this news report from Channel 20, and then I'm just going to laugh with you about this. Here we go.
Central Florida Gainesville moms marched the streets today to raise awareness for safer gun laws. TV20's Landon Harris.
Hold, stop. What is a safer gun law? March the streets today for safer gun laws. Think about that. What the hell is a safer gun law? You think about that. That's the kind of stuff I want you to pick apart as you're listening to this stuff. Take a listen.
Arrow was at the march, shows us why these mothers feel the need to speak loudly about gun violence.
This is the 5th year Moms Demand Action members have taken to the streets.
Rather than protesting, we're advocating. We're advocating for laws that make it less easy to commit gun violence.
Oh, okay. See, I can't. I can't get through this thing without stopping it. We're advocating for what? Laws that make it less easy to do what? What laws? Did you hear her? What laws? Continue.
Is the easy way to say it. We're not anti-gun, but we are anti-gun violence.
Oh. We're not anti-gun, but. Huh? I support the Second Amendment, but we need to do something about blank. You don't support crap if there's a but after your first statement. I support the Second Amendment, but there is no but. I support the right to free speech, but you shouldn't be able to read that book. Then you don't support the right to free speech, do you? I support the right to free speech, but Huck Finn is racist because I'm too stupid to understand. You see, I support this, but means you don't support crap. But listen to what they're saying. Take a little. I'm going to have to stop it again. Here we go.
And we wanted to raise awareness to promote common sense gun legislation that would keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
So far, the reporter hasn't said, what legislation are you proposing? Well, it's common sense. We want common sense legislation. Oh, I want you to get specific with me, Mom, orange-clad shirt-wearing Mom. What legislation? Well, we need safer gun laws. Ma'am, can you give me an example of a safer gun? You don't hear the Gainesville reporter asking that, do you? Carte blanche. Say what you want. Let me put you on TV. Continue.
For some, hearing news of gun violence is a reason to march. Others have had experiences closer to home.
I lost my sister to gun violence, to domestic gun violence.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You lost your sister to a murderer who used a gun to murder her. We have got to take the language back. Words mean things. I did not lose anybody to gun violence. I lost something because of the actions of a monster who murdered my sister with a gun. Playing semantics here? No, I don't think so. Because these people know exactly what they're doing. Yet you've not heard them say once, one suggestion. And you've not yet heard a reporter say, tell me what you want. What do you want? Well, we want common sense, safer gun laws. What is a safer gun law? My heart goes out to this person. I wonder how misguided. I wonder how can you be so misguided? Let's continue.
Violence, and she's one of the whys. Why am I motivated to participate in Moms Demand Action? Why do I want safer gun laws?
Why do I want safer gun laws? I don't know. Tell me. Tell me what safer gun law you want. I want you to explain it to me. See, the next time you have this conversation with someone in your family or a coworker around the water cooler, I hope you're not the person at the water cooler, by the way. Those are people that get passed up for promotions. I hope you're the one at your desk doing your job, bossing around the people at the water cooler, because it's the people at the water cooler that are just the chatty Cathys. But ask that person, what do you mean? Cock your head like a little chihuahua. Open your eyes wide. Tell me what you want. What gun law would have kept your sister alive, would have stopped the actions of a madman who was hell-bent on murdering her?
Continuing.
To keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. When you think that we've had 11 school shootings already in 2018 and it's only January 27th, it's appalling.
No, lady, what is appalling is your bald-faced lie. But you don't know you're lying. Because you're a Pied Piper. You're following around. Good intentions. Oh, I want to stop gun violence. Oh. By offering zero suggestions, nothing but a bunch of hyperbole, a bunch of dopey comments. This across the board, we need safer gun laws. Common sense, safer gun laws. Let me move quickly to the school shoot. No, let me go. I'm going to continue this. I'll go back here in a minute. Ah, see how fun this is?
It's appalling. Kids can't go to school and be safe.
Yeah, you're right. Tens of millions of school children in America are not safe in schools. Yeah, they are safe in schools. Yes, they are. They are. In fact, they're very safe in Ohio schools because the teachers are armed. You see, that's a suggestion. When I say we need safer gun laws in schools, I'm going to tell you we need to arm our teachers so that when an Adam Lanza comes walking in, he can get his head blown off by a trained teacher who ended it before it started, who, when the door splintered, put a shotgun round into his chest and stopped it before it started. Ask them what they want. We're going to go back to the school because that's an incredible lie. And it just shows this person's utter ignorance. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. So the march, which is going on right next to me, actually only started with a few people. But every tenth of a mile, well, that's when they started to pick up more as people were waiting, holding signs, as you can see next to me. And
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11. Eleven. 86,000 people at the National Rifle Association convention. 70-plus thousand people at the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade, and one dopey guy out on the street protesting. And he got picked apart by A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, who simply asked him one question, and the guy looked at him like he has deer in the headlights. Back after this, we'll go back to the school shooting lie.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
No food or drink in this studio. There's a sign right there that says so. Hold on. Nice cold Deer Park water. Soothe my throat. Wonderful stuff. No food or drink in studio. No murder. Ah, those safer gun laws are going to keep me from robbing that liquor store. I tell you. Dad blasted safer gun laws. Armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. 164-page guide. Go get it. Get the gun buying guide free from the USCCA. Learn how to detect attackers before they see you. Learn how and where to sit in a restaurant. All that fun stuff and a whole bunch more. It's going away soon. Go get it. Also got the 164-page voice work that I did for it, so you can listen to it while you're driving down the road. Maybe you're a commercial driver, whatever the case may be. But go get it. It's there. It's free. 100% free. If you have problems with the download, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. You shouldn't, though. But very, very few people have. If you do, just shoot me an email and I'll send you over another link. Okay? I promise you that. Because I want this stuff in your hands. It's very powerful. You will learn a lot. You will learn a lot. And believe me, you don't want to find yourself on the wrong side of an overzealous prosecutor who wants to put you in jail because they want to get reelected and doesn't give a hoot about you and your family and your kids and your future or anything else. And that's what happens, sadly, in this country. Armedandresponsible.com will show you how to keep that from happening. The vets, the great guys over at Warfighter Tobacco. AAR is the promo code. 10% off everything on the site except for the little sample packs because they're already heavily discounted. So I want to make that clear. But everything else on the site, the boxes, the cigars, the Pelican case, humidors, everything else, everything but the little already pre-discounted sampler packs. Use the promo code AAR to get 10% off, okay? These guys are supporting us, and it's really, really important we support them, too. Good for them. WarfighterTobacco.com, by the way. All right, Gainesville Moms March for Gun Law Changes. Don't you just love the way the reporters talk? Gainesville's moms marched the streets today to raise awareness for safer gun laws. Put a sock in it. Safer gun laws here. Let's continue with this, and then we'll debunk the whole school shooting lie.
People are honking their cars, and there's really a good reason for why it's staggered like that.
It was a progressive march to symbolize that we started as one person, and we've grown to a much larger group.
Many held signs saying, "Expect us," a promise to Florida lawmakers.
If you are a member of the Florida legislature and you're trying to pass a bill that wants guns in schools, guns in churches, guns on playgrounds, we're going to be in that hearing room. Expect us. We'll be there.
Ooh. The march covered 2 miles from beginning to end. Browder says marches similar to this took place all over the country. Landon Hara, TV 20 News.
Well,
Landon Hara, TV 20 News. Love that. Well, here's the deal. You mean guns in schools that are used to stop bad guys? Same cops? You don't want the cops coming with guns? Well, that's ridiculous. That's ludicrous. Of course, they're cops. They can come with guns. That's why we called them, because they have guns. God forbid a trained teacher be there with a gun to stop him, because she's not in a uniform or he's not in a uniform, right? Flat out, disingenuous, satellite radio moment words are the only things I can use to describe that. Pick whatever one you want. Churches? Yeah, we don't want a guy with a gun near a church that stopped the attack in Texas from killing another 40 people. No, God forbid. We don't want to be, we've never seen a gun used by a good, decent, law-abiding citizen to stop a murderous rampage in a church, have we? Of course we have. Yeah, we do want guns there. That's why when something bad happens, we call people with guns. I'll leave that at that. Let's go back over to the school, because this is one of the biggest lies, honest to goodness. The school shooting in Kentucky, according to the New York Times, I covered this last night, was nation's 11th of the year, according to the New York Times. Well, when you get about halfway down that piece, because they go right to Shannon Watts, they don't talk to anybody on pro-gun side, much like the Gainesville reporter, never ask them, what are you advocating for? What laws do you want? Can you give me an example? Natural question to ask, right? Natural question. What kind of law? I'm sorry, man, what kind of law? Again, what kind of law? What kind of law, though? Safer gun laws? Man, what is a safer gun law? You see, I guess he just didn't want to get himself bogged down with someone who was just going to go back and forth with him and not be able to answer the question. Or he doesn't even think about asking it. Oh, that might be it. You go to the New York Times piece, you get halfway down, and the New York Times piece reminds you, oh, by the way, some of the shootings at schools. You see, words mean things. Let's go back to the headline. School shooting in Kentucky. What does school shooting denote to you? Columbine. Newtown. Virginia Tech. That's what you think when you hear the phrase school shooting. That's why they put the headline there. That's why they did it. It was not accidental. That's what they wanted you to think. But then way down in the piece, some of the shootings at schools this year were suicides that injured no one else. Some did not result in any injuries at all. But gun safety advocates say, I'm a gun safety advocate. I'm certified to teach real gun safety. These people don't even know what they're talking about. Gun safety. We take the language back. And the left has been very successful with Bloomberg's money in hijacking a lot of words. So while the rest of the talkers are out there talking about McCabe and the FBI ad nauseum, you're going to get sick of it tonight, by the way. We're trying to make you aware of what's going on out here in Gainesville and in the New York Times and other places around the country. These people come after your rights and your freedoms, because that's what they're doing. Now, there's a guy by the name of Jordan Candler who wrote a piece over at the Patriot Post. New York Times peddles more school shooting deception. Some of the 11 that they refer to in the piece consisted of a vehicle that pulled into a parking lot at Wiley College in Texas at 2 a.m., struck a wall, and someone inside fired shots, apparently at random, before fleeing the scene. And that's classified as a school shooting by the New York Times. Now, mind you, I don't want to go back. This is very important. Go back to the headline. School shooting, right? Denotes a Columbine-style attack. Some of the shootings at schools Oh, there's a big difference between shootings at schools and school shootings now, isn't there? But they think you're too stupid to figure that out. Maybe you were until you heard it here. Now you know better. A shot from off campus struck a building at Cal State University San Bernardino at around 6 p.m. So when you heard the dopey moms demand action saying we've had 11 school shootings and it's already the 27th, it's appalling. That's one of them. A 14-year-old Arizonan committed suicide without threatening anybody else. He did it at a school. Is that a school shooting? So when you hear the dopey moms demand action saying, we've got 11 school shootings already, and it's only the 27th, and it's appalling. That's one of them. A veteran suffering from PTSD shot himself in the parking lot of a closed Michigan school. No students were present. The school was closed. We've had 11 school shootings already in this year, and it's only the 27th. That's appalling. That's one of them. A pellet gun pierces a school bus window and breaks it. That's a school shooting to these people. We've already had 11 school shootings already this year, and it's only the 27th of the month. It's appalling. Let me tell you what appalling is. You're appalling. You can't tell anybody what you want, and you peddle these lies. That's appalling. And you do it intentionally. To me, that's evil. Good heavens, I'm so sorry this hour is over. I could have had more fun with you. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Until then, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. You have a right to defend yourself. Use it. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.